My next guest was my Beatles tour guide in Liverpool, England. She is a lively person with a wealth of knowledge about the Beatles. She has a true passion for all things Beatles. You all know I am the Beatles' number one fan, but she truly may be the closest runner-up. I learned so much from her when I was in Liverpool. Please welcome Jackie Spencer from Liverpool, England to our show today. Jackie, the Beatles' music has had a major impact on my life. How have the Beatles influenced your life?
Hi Brandon, oh, it's lovely to hear from you again and to know that you had such a great time in Liverpool. The Beatles have always been part of my life, so they've influenced every bit of it. So from the time I was born in the same hospital as Paul McCartney in 1961, and they've always been there. So now my whole job is based around the Beatles. I do a job that I love. I take Beatle fans around the city all of the time. So my life would be completely different without the Beatles, and I'm very grateful to them for that.
Jackie, we know that you are the best tour guide in Liverpool for all things Beatles. What is your favourite Beatles place and why?
My favourite Beatle place is really hard to decide. I think you already know, Brandon, that I'm a George Harrison fan, and I like to see the tiny little house where George Harrison was born in Arnold Grove. But it's nice to know that they were local boys who done well, so to see homes of all of the Beatles is really nice. But it's always great to go to Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane. It's very hard to decide, but if you made me make a choice, I would say the home and birthplace of George Harrison.
Jackie, what is your all-time favourite Beatles song and why?
Oh, Brandon, this is such a difficult choice. I love many, many Beatles songs, but the ones that make my heart skip a beat from the early days was All My Loving. I love the song She's Leaving Home. I absolutely love I Am the Walrus, or from George Harrison, I'm Happy Just to Dance With You. My heart really goes when I hear the opening lines of And I Love Her. That's fabulous. But I am going to make a decision now, because this year it's 50 years since both Penny Lane and Strawberry Field were released on, and now they're going to be added to the new Sgt. Pepper album, I believe. So I'm going to say Strawberry Field, because the Salvation Army are now hoping to reopen the gates of Strawberry Field and open it up as a visitor centre, and most important, a training centre for young adults with some difficulties. And so maybe that's something you would be involved in the future. Strawberry Field, I am going to say, is my favourite.
Jackie, I am glad to hear about the Salvation Army creating a training centre for young adults with disabilities. That was my highlight from our Liverpool tour. I have worked hard to learn how to work my jobs. I am lucky I have had so much help and training. Having a centre in Liverpool, and especially at Strawberry Fields, is close to my heart. I will do all that I can to support this cause. For any of our listeners, you can support opening the gates of Strawberry Fields at www.strawberryfieldliverpool. I already have received my Strawberry Fields t-shirt. You can order yours now. Jackie, I hope it all goes well. Jackie, besides the Beatles version, do you have a favourite artist performing this song?
Okay, now this might be an unusual choice for the song Strawberry Field. You know that the store Lush, who make all the beauty products and things, well, they worked with me once. They've got a new, like a massage treatment that features Beatle music, and they have cover versions, and on their little, you can actually buy the music that goes along with the massages. And I love their version of Strawberry Field. I'll have to get a copy to you.
Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. Getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all wrong. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry.
Consequences of thy doings is the fair policy of Mother Nature. She only wants her children to enjoy.
Jackie, I know that you live in the same town as the Beatles. Have you ever met any of the Beatles? Could you tell us about it?
Well, Brandon, I've been to parties where the Beatles have been. I've been in a party with Paul McCartney, I've seen Ringo Starr, but I've never gone up and actually spoken to them. I'm not quite sure I'd know what to say. To me, they're on a pedestal, and so I don't mind not meeting them. Just to watch them and listen to them is enough.
Will your children and grandchildren carry on the business and your love for the Beatles when you retire?
Brandon, you may know that I have two grandchildren and another little one on the way, so I'm a happy grandma. My grandchildren, Lenny and Lily. I don't think Lenny will go into the business, but I've worked this out already. My granddaughter, Lily, is very musical. Her both parents are musicians, so I'm thinking Lily might follow me in, and I've already had this planned, you know. So when I'm 75 years old, Lily will be 21, so then it will be time to start teaching her everything Beatles. When I say start, I'll probably teach her very, very early on. Even now she sings songs from the Beat Bugs, the television show about the children's show about the Beatles. But I'll kind of bring her into the business when she's about 21 years old, if she wants to be. But my children, they don't seem interested really. Maybe one day. It's been really nice chatting to you, Brandon. I wish you the best of luck with your career on the radio, and I hope one day you come back and visit me in Liverpool. Goodbye, everybody.
It was so nice talking with you, Jackie. Thank you for taking time out of your busy Liverpool schedule to speak with us today. I hope to come back to Liverpool and see all things Beatles with you again soon.